going to keep it turned over to Justice Miller to introduce our public comment period.
Thank you, Chief. We will now have public comment. And again, I just want to make a general announcement that public comment is for general judicial administration of justice issues. We are not, as the Judicial Council, the appropriate body to adjudicate or review individual cases. So we would ask that you again limit your comments to those issues related to general judicial administration of justice issues and refrain from discussions about individual cases or those involved in your individual cases. We'll start with Francis Fickler. And if I could have Francis Fickler please approach the podium. And then if I could have Sherry Safapo, if you could. So do we have Francis Fickler here? No? All right. So if we could have Sherry Safapo, if you could approach the podium. And then if I could have Daria Shivers, if you could approach the gate. Good morning and welcome. And you have 3 minutes. And I'll give you a warning at 1 minute. So thank you.
Yeah. Good morning, Madam Gentleman. Today I really didn't want to come here because I came here a couple of times and I didn't get any result. But it's such a good day. Yesterday, Obamacare, and today is a same-sex marriage, which is, I am not gay, but I work with this population. They take a lot of good kids, and they really deserve the equality. And today, I wish, is a new day. I change my speech because I do not like you guys get to me. So my problem is with the Marin Family Court and San Francisco Family Court and District Attorney, both of them. So anyway, I have a very good news. My family hired a very good filmmaker. I'm Persian. And we're going to start putting all of you, you know, into the film. It's animation film. And yesterday, my attorney asked me to go get all the problem I got. So it's funny. 4 criminal cases, 12 civic, all of them came from family court. They are really good. You know, I hear about your shortage of budget. I don't see any shortage of money here. By the way, did you find the $30 million was missing? But let me tell you, this family court, I apologize to all of the good judges, all of the good attorneys. But let me tell you, those attorneys are ruining the justice. The attorney told me, we're not here to take care of your problem. We are here to complicate it so we can get more money and more money. My family, when they robbed me for second time, my baby, October 6, 11, my family went to Geneva and they protested human rights. And you know, 7 of commissioner human rights got retired from Marin Family Court. I retired the commissioner Highback, he was a child abuser. And I retired, Kim Turner, I got the inside the letter. I send it. I want you to all read it. Business as usual, organized criminal. And also, I'm going after Beverly Wood. I did recall them, but it was a kind of technical problem.
30 seconds.
Thank you. But I want one of you be a hero. Just look at my case, just my case. And then you be the hero. Maybe you never know. We went to Cannes Festival, Film Festival, to United States of America. It's the first runner in democracy. And this is unacceptable. As a Persian, I don't accept this. In the beginning, they told me, take the money, go to Copenhagen. I said, in U.S.? This
time.
Is America.
Time.
Justice
Thank
for
you.
All.
Thank
Justice
you.
Is coming. We bring it.
Thank you. Daria Severs, and if I could have Kim Robinson, please, if you'd approach the gate. Good morning and welcome in 3 minutes.
Good morning, Chief Justice and Judicial Council members. My name is Daria Severs. I'm a licensed clinical and forensic social worker with a private practice in consultation and psychotherapy in Marin County. I have a bachelor's degree in psychology and a master's degree in social work. I've received specialized training from Physicians for Human Rights International and International Human Rights and HealthRight International. In my private practice, I've completed more than 100 evaluations for immigrants and refugees seeking political asylum and domestic violence assessments. I've completed the clinical training program at the National Center for Post-Traumatic Stress Disorder, professional programs in trauma-informed interventions, and the study of loss and grief at UC Berkeley. I've received specialized training in assessing intimate partner violence, and I am a certified domestic violence advocate. But the reason I am here today is not because of the many evaluations I have done for women fleeing Guatemala from horrible abuse with certainty that they would be killed if they returned, but for the women who are in my private practice, the majority of them who have lost custody to perpetrators, men who they have documented abuse by them, restraining orders, criminal proceedings, and yet in the interim, during their court process, the men, the fathers, the perpetrators, men or women, the perpetrators, at least temporarily, get custody of the children. And then, ultimately, they receive full custody. While the woman is portrayed as being crazy or vindictive. In the meantime, these children are suffering from separation from their primary caregiver and becoming more and more traumatized and distant from the person who is trying to protect them. For an example, I have one child right now who has threatened suicide. I hope that before she actually kills herself, someone in the family courts in Marin County will come to their senses and investigate the facts in these situations.
30 seconds.
And that's all I have to say. I think my final comment is that, after the 2011 audit, I wonder what has happened and where is the accountability for that investigation. I've searched and searched and I can't find any. At least there should be an oversight committee or someone who reviews these cases. Thank you.
Thank you. Kim Robinson, and then if I could have Tanya Nemkik come forward to the gate. Good morning and welcome. 3 minutes.
Good morning. I'm Kim Robinson. I have been an attorney in the state of California since 1988. And I come here again today to this meeting to again point out that what's happening in the family courts should be a point of very serious concern for the Judicial Council and everyone in the state. I've asked a number of times for there to be public hearings held, public hearings by this council to hear from litigants, their attorneys, custody evaluators, everyone involved in the system, so that we can hopefully get some ideas on how to address this. I'm just here. I'm not going to take the full 3 minutes, but I am here once again to ask that you please hold a public hearing on this so you at least can have all of the information and maybe something can be done to manage these problems. Thank you.
Thank you. Tanya Nemkik? Tanya? Kathleen Russell? I'm sorry. Tanya Nemkik? And if I could have Kathleen Russell then next. Good morning. Welcome.
Good morning. Thank you for having us. Tanya Nemsik. This is my son, Jacob. And I'm here because I've been in the family court crisis for 5 years now, fighting for my two older children, his two brothers. And it's really a difficult process to get through in understanding how the trial courts really work. And I've been to the appeal court, have my appeal court decision, which says I should have custody of my kids, but the trial court laughs in my face about it. They don't take it seriously. So now I'm headed to the appeal court. And I think that there should be some accountability back to the trial courts to account for, to account for what's going on with the judges, because they're not taking anything seriously unless apparently you have money to do so. Now I'm being retaliated against because I've turned him into the FBI twice now, which only makes it worse for me. I've been able to help other litigants not fall into the same trap hole that I have, but there should be some definite accountability from your guys' standpoint going down so that these judges stop doing what they're doing and actually start being fair and doing what's in the best interest of the children, because what they're doing right now is not in the best interest of the children. As you can see, my youngest child I have with me, Jacob, why are we here today? Yeah, we want to see Tyler and Christopher, that's right. Because I get to listen to him every day cry for his brothers.
1 minute.
Do you want to say anything to them, Jacob? Anyway, I think the best thing that we can try to do is make change going forward so that we can bring the kids home that are stuck in the system and we don't allow any other children to get stuck in the system. Thank you.
Thank you.
Thank you.
Kathleen Russell. And then if Anna Peterson is here next. Good morning and welcome. 3 minutes.
Good morning, Chief Justice, members of the council. We're back again. It's been 2 months since your last meeting, and we're going to continue to come here. We've been asking for a public hearing on the problems in the family court. Yet another audit has come out from the California State Auditor's Office. This time the Bar Association has been shown to have a complete lack of accountability, transparency. I mean, it's a problem that you all have dealt with multiple audits now on this issue of accountability and transparency. And it's going to continue. I mean, one of the things in life is that truth eventually does come out. And this body has an opportunity to get ahead of the curve on this. You have an opportunity to say that children in California matter and that we're going to do everything in our power to protect children. And what we are seeing, and we've been telling you this since last October, every meeting that you've held, children are being trafficked in family courts to abusers, pedophiles, rapists, molesters. And our organization is on the front lines. We are getting calls and emails from different people across the state every single week. And those people are going to continue to come here, and they're going to continue to talk about this to you, to the media, to the state legislature. And this is a public record. All of our testimony is going to be here. And when the authorities do come in and expose what's going on here, you all are going to be on the hook for that. So you have an opportunity to do something. Elkins didn't do it. I mean, it was a good effort. We participated in that. There was some good legislation that came out of the Elkins Task Force. We commend you for that process. But it's not fixed. There is a serious problem in the family court system. And you can sit here as bureaucrats and say, oh, here come those people again in their red t-shirts talking at us and ignore what we have to say and go on to the business as usual, or you can show some leadership. California is a leader in the country. We have some of the best laws in family law in the nation, but the judges are not, and many of you, most of you are judges, family law judges are not following the law in many of the courtrooms, and parental alienation is the ruling paradigm. If it's time for that to stop, and we implore you to please hold a public hearing on the problems in the family court. Thank you.
Thank you. Anna Peterson, E.T. Snell. All right. Thank you, Chief. That concludes public comment.
Thank you to our speakers. Thank you to Justice Miller for presiding over this. We're going to stand in recess for approximately, until 10:30. Thank you.